KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's 17 degrees in Atlantic, and we look for it to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In local news, a former Oneida resident has reportedly admitted to his role in four burglaries which took place last August and September. According to Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren, 30-year-old Riley Dale Matheny of Newton faces three counts of third-degree burglary and one count of second-degree theft in connection with burglaries which occurred in Oneida and Atlantic. The charges followed an investigation into break-ins at the Fred Lindemann and Carol Schlake residence in Atlantic and Steve Paulson and Francis Marnin homes in Oneida. I'll have more news after this.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Well, a facility which is designed to provide kindergarten through 8th grade students in the Atlantic Community School District with serious psychiatric conditions a safe and therapeutic environment for evaluation and treatment outside of a regular classroom setting is in danger of facing cutbacks or elimination altogether. Just under a dozen people appeared at a regularly scheduled meeting of the Atlantic Board of Education Monday night at the high school to ask the board not to make any cuts or eliminate the Link Center Hospital School at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, which was created in the mid-1990s. Dr. Ivan Delgado, a child and adult psychiatrist at Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center and who provides services for the Link Center, said now is not the time to cut the school out of the district's budget because the state itself is facing a budget and mental health crisis and it's bound to worsen. Delgado said, as an example, the number of public psychiatric beds in Iowa is back down to levels seen in 1855 when the public began to realize that they had to do something to serve the needs of psychiatric patients in a humane manner.
How this relates to the school program is simple. If we don't have a school program, we increase the need for emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and increase the utilization of our law enforcement services in the community. This has been the pattern everywhere else, and there's no reason to assume that it wouldn't be the same for us. There will be disruptions in academic goals for the students, family disruptions, as these kids will have to be transported across the state, and this is happening hourly.
He warned that psychotic, delusional patients, those with homicidal thoughts and severe mood disorders, will end up being back in the school setting and disrupting the school environment.
I don't think that I'm engaging in hyperbole or in alarmist rhetoric when I say that our program over the years may have prevented catastrophic events for our community, the likes of which we only hear about in the media. But we're certainly not immune from that.
He said we must maintain our psychiatric services for public school kids and not dismantle those services. Cass County Memorial Hospital Assistant Administrator and CFO Steve Lewis said he understands the financial burden the school district faces, but the program at CCMH is very unique and shows the two entities that are important to the community can come together to provide services for some of our most delicate kids. Roger Herring, former Atlantic High School principal and member of the Hospital Board of Trustees, suggested costs could be saved by using those services for Atlantic School District students only and eliminating the sharing of program with other districts. Atlantic Superintendent Dr. Michael Abstein said the district paid $404,000 out of its general fund for the hospital school last year. What's hidden from the cost, though, is the district doesn't get the spending authority for it. This year's anticipated price will be around $375,000, again without the spending authority. He says continuing to fund the hospital school as it has for the past couple of years will cause the district to quickly approach $800,000 from the general fund, which means the eroding of its spending authority.
And that's something, as your school superintendent, I would tell you, is not a good way to operate financially. You are going to get to the point of no return where you're going to not have very much spending authority. You may have cash to back it up, but you're not going to be able to spend it.
Amstein said there is no doubt the hospital school is not a good program, but in order to continue with it, the board needs to find a way to pay for it without draining the cash reserves in the general fund and also losing the same amount of money in the spending authority. Amstein said he would be meeting with the Department of Education officials to see if the costs could be billed to the special education program, and they can look at eliminating the hospital school services for other districts outside of Atlantic. A Northwest Iowa man facing felony charges in connection with the assault of an Atlantic man in September of last year has pleaded guilty to the charges and will not stand trial today, as previously announced. Cass County Attorney Dan Feistner announced late yesterday afternoon 38-year-old Timothy Lee Russell of Cherokee had entered a voluntary guilty plea and was sentenced to prison, but additional details have not been released. Russell was set to stand trial on felony charges of attempted murder, willful injury causing bodily injury, going armed with intent, and willful injury causing serious injury. For an altercation which occurred during the early morning hours of September 3, 2012, during which the victim of the attack was stabbed with a shop tool, which was reportedly a screwdriver. The victim was never identified, and they were initially taken to the Cass County Hospital before being transferred to a hospital in Omaha for surgery. Russell remains in the Cass County Jail on $100,000 cash bond. At last report, news time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Jack Allen, age 89, of Carson, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Jack Allen will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Gail Deers, age 87, of Orient, died Sunday at his home. A funeral mass for Gail Deers will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Timothy Jeppesen, age 54, of Hannibal, Missouri, and formerly of Brayton, died Saturday in Kansas City. Funeral services for Tim Jeppesen will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Hannibal. The James O'Donnell Funeral Home of Hannibal, Missouri, is in charge of arrangements. James Allen Wallace, age 62, of Menlo, died Friday. Services for James Wallace will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. John Leroy Hansen, age 53, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Hansen will be held on Wednesday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. John B. Rasmussen, age 71, of Winterset, died Monday at the Mercy West in West Des Moines. Funeral services for John Rasmussen will be held on Thursday at 9 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Adel. The Macaulay Funeral Home of Adel is in charge of arrangements. Martha Vetter, age 100, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Martha Vetter will be held on Thursday at 11:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Bernice Sweeney, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Bernice Sweeney will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.